Chapter 9. "Get him, Ryu," Dr. Smith called out. Ryu was already out the door. The postal worker had run to the left, and he was fast. Ryu raced after him. As the two of them barreled through the hallways, frightened passerbys clung to the walls. Inside archaeology classrooms, students looked up from their stone relics. Inside anthropology classrooms, they looked up from their skeletons. The thief disappeared around a corner. Ryu could hear a voice yelling, "Hey, what are you doing with my—" Ryu raced around the same corner at top speed and wished he hadn't. He tried to stop, but it was too late. He slammed into a wide-wheeled cart covered by a green tarp. The thief had pushed it in his path. With a deafening clatter, objects fell to the floor from under the tarp. At the last moment, Ryu managed to roll away. To his left, a human jawbone shattered. Behind him, a skull bounced without breaking. A thigh bone just missed hitting his arm. When Ryu jumped to his feet, the floor was littered with pieces of ancient skeletons. The thief's footsteps clattered in the distance. The man who had been pulling the cart looked stunned. Before he could say a word, Ryu said, "I'm with Dr. Smith." He tore off down the hall. Ahead of him was the building's lobby. Through a plate glass window, Ryu could see the thief sprinting across the lawn. He pushed through the door. His legs hammered the ground as he ran, but the thief was already through the main gate. The two guards were just looking at him, bewildered. "Stop him!" Ryu yelled. There was a squeal of tires. A black Lamborghini pulled away from a hidden spot behind the gate. It left a cloud of dust as it sped away. Ryu ran past the guards, who still hadn't decided what to do. He reached into a pocket near his chest. His fingers closed around a razor-sharp shuriken. The ninja throwing star was small, but deadly accurate. He veered to his left around the dust cloud. When the car was in view, he let loose a powerful throw. The shuriken whistled as it sliced the air. It disappeared into the dust cloud and embedded itself in the left rear tire of the getaway car. With a shriek of rubber against blacktop, the car skidded wildly. It turned a complete circle and crashed into a ditch by the side of the road. Instantly, the two front doors opened. The driver bolted to the right, into the desert. The thief emerged from the passenger side, holding the statue. Ryu pulled out another shuriken. "I never miss," he called out. The thief believed him. Panic bleached his face. He dropped the statue and ran. Ryu considered chasing him, but didn't. The dark statue was his again, and that was all that mattered. He bent over and picked it up. The security guard ran up behind him. "Who was that guy?" one of them asked. "Beats me," Ryu replied. He examined the car, memorized the license plate. "He tried to steal a relic from the archaeology department." "That was some display," the other guard said. "You ever want a job, you ought to get in touch with our boss." "Thanks," Ryu said with a smile. He walked back across the campus, holding the dark statue tightly. Back in the archaeology building, Dr. Smith's door was closed. Ryu knocked. There was no answer. Ryu hoped that he hadn't gone off to a class or a conference. He tried the doorknob. It turned easily. Ryu opened the door. Dr. Smith was there, all right, on the floor, unconscious. Papers were strewn around him. His shirt was ripped, his glasses torn off. In his right hand was a glass paperweight, a weapon he probably hadn't had a chance to use. Ryu rushed to his side. "Dr. Smith!" he called, gently slapping the older man's face. "Are you all right?" Dr. Smith's eyes slowly opened and then shut. "Safe," he moaned. "What's that?" Ryu asked, relieved to hear his voice. The professor gritted his teeth with pain. "The safe," he muttered, trying to crane his head back towards the back wall. Ryu looked up. Where the painting had been, there was now a hole, a jagged, empty hole, surrounded by a ring of black. "The light statue," Ryu said under his breath. They took it," Dr. Smith grimaced as the words eked out of his mouth. "Who did?" Ryu asked. The answer came from the doorway. "Follow us, please." Ryu whirled around. Three men stood there, each wearing gray suits, each holding a pistol.